Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. More than a century ago, nearly 200 Ojibwe graves were removed from the burial grounds of a Lake Superior tribe to make way for U.S. Steel's plan to develop ore docks that were never built. Now a new effort seeks to return those lands and a reburial site to the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Danielle Kading reports.
Wisconsin Point is a remote strip of land on the shore of Lake Superior. It marks the ancestral home of the Fond du Lac tribe, whose relatives settled there as early as 400 years ago. Seven generations were laid to rest at the Wisconsin Point Cemetery, including the community's leader, Chief Joseph Osagi. The company uprooted the dead and those still living, like Colleen Aird's parents. Aird, who is 97, is a direct descendant of Chief Osagi.
It's hallowed ground to me. We just loved it.
Aird says her father would be thrilled to see the lands turned over to the tribe. They're one step closer to that goal after the Superior City Council passed a resolution supporting the transfer. Fond du Lac Chairman Kevin Dupie says returning the lands would provide some closure to tribal families.
No matter what happened in the past, it's in our laps, and we have to take care of it and just continue to move forward.
City and tribal officials will work with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office to petition the U.S. Department of Interior to place the lands in federal trust for Fond du Lac. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
Winona LaDuc was released from custody Thursday. She was arrested Monday with a group of women who sat in lawn chairs at the Shell River near Park Rapids, Minnesota, in opposition of Line 3 pipeline construction. LaDuc is leader of the environmental group Honor the Earth. Videos and photos posted on social media by Honor the Earth show the standoff between the women and officers. LaDuc spoke after her release Thursday in a live stream video outside a county sheriff's office.
Having spent three nights for being a water protector and standing on the easement with six other women, or sitting on the easement, I want to say we're going to keep fighting Enbridge. Is wrong that they steal the water. It's not patriotic, Governor Walz, to give the water, the land, and our civil rights to a Canadian multinational. And I'm really grateful to be out of jail today in Aiken County, and hope I don't see the inside for a little while, but who knows.
Hundreds of people have been arrested in the movement against the replacement project of Line 3, which will transport oil from Canada to Wisconsin. Demonstrations ramped up last year as the company Enbridge started construction of the pipeline. Supporters point to jobs and an economic boost. Those in opposition are concerned about impacts to water and the environment and are calling on the Biden administration to stop the pipeline. The National Congress of American Indians is commending the announcement by the Cleveland Major League Baseball team on its new name and mascot. The team will be named the Guardians. The announcement was made Friday by the team in a video message on Twitter and comes after last year's decision to retire the Indians' name and mascot. NCAI President Fawn Sharp says it's another important step in healing for Native people from the harms of mascots. NCAI is continuing to call on other professional sports teams and schools to drop their Indian mascots. Navajo Nation lawmakers met with a Cherokee Nation delegation this week in Window Rock, Arizona. As the Navajo Council began its summer session, they discussed a proposed treaty between the two nations to support one another. 25 years ago, treaty discussions began. Navajo Council members say the proposed agreement between the two largest tribes in the country would help with COVID-19 recovery and future issues. Gifts were exchanged to show appreciation for each tribe. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.